Who do you want to be as a leader? What are the blind spots you're missing? If you had a magic wand and you could change anything about your workplace, what would you do with it? These are the kinds of questions we explore on Inspirational Leadership. I'm your host, Kristen Harcourt. I'm a keynote speaker, emotional intelligence coach, and leadership trainer who partners with executives and emerging leaders who want to achieve extraordinary results for themselves and their organizations. You're in the right place if you're ready to cultivate the self-awareness to be the leader you were born to be. Let's go on this journey together. Welcome to Inspirational Leadership. I'm your host, Kristen Harcourt, and today is going to be a solo episode of Inspirational Leadership. And the topic today that is most on my mind is how to reach your full potential and uplevel your life. I know, big topic, but that's what's on my mind today. And I think some of the inspiration for this topic came from a quote that I shared recently and some of the thoughts behind this quote. And the quote that I shared recently came from Estee Lauder. And she said, "I didn't get there by wishing for it or hoping for it, but by working for it." And it's really something that I've been thinking a lot about lately, because I think when you look at the media loves to share the overnight success stories. But really, the truth is success comes from a lot of consistent hard work, focus, and commitment that a lot of times is happening in the background. And when you see people out there who seem very successful, they're not sharing all of the struggles and failures that it took for them to get to where they are today, and also the strong vision, persistence, and dedication. So here's what I've noticed, and I've experienced this a lot, even when I'm talking to leaders and with organizations, and when we start to think about a lot of different generations in the workplace and some of those mindsets. And I'm not going to make this around Generation Z, or this certain generation feels this way, or the millennials who used to get a bad rap for a long time. But I would say there seems to be more of a mindset out there culturally around this Amazon Prime mindset, right? So we get everything right away, we get everything instantly. And so we have this instant gratification, we want everything right away. But really, things that are important to us, things that matter, these big goals, they take a lot of time and persistence and commitment and dedication. And the thing that's so interesting when it comes to goals, that it's not even achieving the goal. So yes, you hit the milestone. Maybe you have a milestone of wanting to run a marathon or an ultra marathon, or getting the promotion, or getting the dream house, or becoming an entrepreneur and hitting your first $1 million, whatever that goal may be. Cool. Awesome. Yes. I'm going to talk today about how we want to have dreams and have big dreams and understand our desires. And that's an important piece. But I think what doesn't get talked about enough is the fact that it's actually through the process of working towards your goals that you feel the meaning, the purpose, and satisfaction. And so when you start to think about reaching your potential, it's those times where you start to up-level, where you start to play bigger, have larger dreams, go after things that you maybe never thought possible. Through doing that, it's around who you are becoming when you're going after those goals. And so it's not even, you might hit the milestone, you might hit the goal, but you actually get so much more satisfaction when you just start to feel yourself hitting these edges, getting outside of these stories and these beliefs that you might have had around what's possible. And so if you can get really clear about what those dreams are and you start to challenge yourself, you realize how often that your thoughts in your mind really can hold you back from achieving these amazing things that you never thought is possible. So the really first important step that I think that we need to spend more time and energy around is getting really clear around what are those desires? What are those dreams, those big dreams? But sometimes they don't even have to be big dreams. It could just be things around these lifestyle commitments, these boundaries you want to honor within your family. So just getting really, really clear around what those desires are. So I'm going to make this a little bit more real and practical by sharing some examples from my life, from my world. So when I start to think about some of those dreams that I have, big and small, one of the big, bigger dreams I would say for myself is I want to do a TEDx. That's something that I've always wanted to do. It is around impact and being able to get my message, be able to have that mission out there in a bigger way for other people to be able to hear it. So I definitely have a strong desire around doing a TEDx. So knowing that I have a strong desire to do a TEDx, it's important that I'm getting out there and making sure that I am continuously applying to be able to get in a TEDx stage. But also I think it's important that I'm sharing that with others because who knows, maybe somebody is connected to somebody at a TEDx and me sharing about this being a dream and a big goal of mine. You just never know what doors could be open as you're really putting it out there to the universe and sharing it openly. Another example would be of me really up-leveling and asking myself what's possible is back in November of 2022. I can remember this day very clearly. I was having a mastermind with another entrepreneur, a great friend of mine, Farnoosh, from the US and North Carolina. And we get together every year in the fall and we talk about our businesses and our goals and our dreams and what we want to achieve. And so we were sitting there talking about the different milestones we wanted to hit going into 2023. And then I just really sat there and I asked myself some questions around, you know, what would be something that feels impossible to me? And so I started to think about a revenue goal. And I said to myself, you know what, as I start to think about 2023, this is going to be my revenue goal. This feels like a big stretch goal for me. This doesn't necessarily feel like something I'm going to be able to achieve. But I want to put this number out there because I want to challenge myself that if I start to say, I want to achieve this revenue in my business, who am I being? What am I doing differently in order to be able to achieve that goal? So it's not even about hitting the number, but it's around if I desire to be able to hit that kind of number in my business, what am I doing differently? What am I saying yes to? What are those opportunities that I might be creating that I wouldn't create if I didn't have that kind of number? So here's the awesome part around this. So I set this number thinking there's no way I'm going to be able to achieve this number, but that wasn't the point. The point is around, again, challenging myself. And then guess what happens? In September of 2023, I had already hit that number and I ended up surpassing it. Wow. Wow. So I started to ask myself, like, where else in my life might I be limiting myself around what's possible? Because here I am putting this number out there that I thought was not going to be achievable. I not only hit the number, I surpassed that number. And so I'm curious for yourself where you might be limiting yourself in terms of what's possible. Maybe there's this job that you're thinking, no, there's no point in applying to because there's no way. Maybe you could. You don't know until you put yourself out there. Who do you have to be able to up level to that position? Maybe there's another industry you want to work in. Maybe you want to pivot and go into a completely different role. You're recognizing, you know what, at this season in my life, I've done this for a long time. And maybe you're realizing you want to go back to school and get your master's, get your PhD, get your MBA, go in a different direction, change fields, change careers. But you might have a story that says that's not possible. So that was one example where I did that. Then I started to asking myself again, what are some other things that matter to me? Where do I want to up level? And I realized that I'm now at the stage where my kids are 11 and 14, so they're a bit more independent. And it had been a while where it had been a while since I'd done some travel that was just travel that I wanted to do for myself. So in 2023, I thought, okay, as we start to go into 2024, I would like to go to a yoga and meditation retreat and have a solo trip that was just for me, just about myself, and an opportunity to reflect, to recharge, to recalibrate, to ask myself what continues to matter, what I want to achieve in my life, what brings me meaning, what feels purposeful, what's that impact I want to have. And so I made that happen. In February, I went to Costa Rica and went to a beautiful, amazing yoga and meditation retreat. I also had said for 2024 that my word was going to be nourish. And so when I start to think about nourish, what does that look like for me to live and breathe nourish? That meant that I want to make sure that my well-being and things that nourish me are foundational. So my health and my wellness and fitness, those have to be things that I'm prioritizing. So making sure that I am working out and doing weight training every week, that I'm going to yoga classes, that I'm doing Pilates, that I'm having clean eating, that I'm taking care of my body, that there's space for meditation, that there's space for me spending time by myself and also spending time with family and friends, and making sure that that is all being nourished. So for you, you know, what are those things when it comes to the lifestyle that you want to create? Is there more travel that you want to have happen? I also identified how important travel is for me. So when I start to think about speaking engagements, I'm thinking about where in the world would I love to travel to, and how can I think about applying and pitching speaking engagements in that area of the world? I'm doing New York City with my 14-year-old daughter in the summer. I promised my son that next year, 2025, is going to be Disney. He's already been to Disney, but he'd like to go back to Disney. So those are the ways that I'm really asking myself, what are those dreams? What are those desires? What do I want to accomplish? And how can I make sure that I'm continuously taking steps to achieve those goals? But again, remember, it's not just about achieving the goals, but it's who do I continue to become? How am I stretching? How am I up-leveling? How am I becoming even more of what's possible as I work towards those goals? Now, here's something I want to mention when it comes to big dreams and how we can sometimes get in our way and self-sabotage. So there is something called the upper limit problem. The upper limit problem was coined by Gay Hendricks. Gay Hendricks has an amazing book that I highly recommend called The Big Leap. I think it's been out for a while now. I feel like I read that probably 7 or 8 years ago. And the upper limit is around how much abundance, success, and love that we can take in. Like, how much do we think that we deserve? And so what starts to happen is, and some people don't realize this, that they can have a fear of success, or they start to feel like when something becomes too good, or when things become too big, or there's too much joy or too much abundance, that it can feel like I don't deserve this. So they have a certain set point, and this starts to feel uncomfortable. So you actually pull yourself back to whatever that set point is, to whatever feels familiar for you. So if you look at even Brené Brown, who is a researcher and has done tons of work in the area of shame and vulnerability, it was really interesting when she was doing more and more of her research around vulnerability and linking that also to feelings and emotions. Get this, guess what emotion is the hardest to feel? Joy. Joy. We think to ourselves, well, who doesn't want to feel joy and contentment and happiness? And well, joy can be a very vulnerable feeling. And she uses an example, and I can relate to this as well, where she would be looking at her kids. They were in bed and they were sleeping and they looked so peaceful and loving. And as she looked at them, as her heart was expanding and she felt so much love and joy, she started to notice her mind went to, oh my gosh, what if they die tomorrow in an accident? What if something happens to them? What if the other shoe drops? Because it was so intense, that feeling of joy, and it felt uncomfortable. So her mind started getting involved because she wanted to bring herself back to a place that felt comfortable. So this is something that can happen. So as you start to achieve things that feel like, ooh, this feels like I'm feeling maybe too much joy or too much bliss or too much contentment here, because it's an unfamiliar feeling, your mind says, oh, we don't want to go here. This feels unsafe. This feels uncomfortable. We're going to go back to that safe feeling. We're going to go back to the familiar, even though the familiar might not be somewhere where you want to be anymore, somewhere where you hang out, where you want to hang out. And so what does this look like in action? So let's just say something really awesome happens. And then you start to, again, this is happening unconsciously. This is on a subconscious level, but then it starts to feel, oh no, feels uncomfortable. Red alert, red alert. I don't like this feeling. So I need to bring myself back to somewhere that feels more comfortable. So then some of these self-limiting beliefs happen and you start to self-sabotage. So that might look like a really amazing opportunity comes across your plate. And then you think, oh no, I can't do this. I can't. No, no, I can't. And you say no to that opportunity. So for me, that might be, I actually get a TEDx. They come back and say, okay, we'd love to have you do this. And then I say, oh, actually I can't do it because it's happening in 3 months and I don't have enough time to prepare, or I have something else going on. I find a way to say no to this wonderful opportunity that comes in front of me. Or that this could look like you are feeling really great, and then all of a sudden you start this fight with your partner because it feels like, I wouldn't say you're feeling really great. You're feeling these feelings that feel uncomfortable. And next thing you know, you're starting a fight with your partner. Or you might notice that something really good happens, something at work or something in your personal life, and it's feeling really, really good for a second. And then all of a sudden your mind comes in and starts looking for a problem. What's a problem in my life? What is something that I can start to focus on right now that wasn't in your mind at all before, but now all of a sudden you're bringing this in. And then your mind is looking for a potential problem, because then that's going to bring you back into the familiar, into that energy that you know. So the beautiful thing is, these are just patterns and you can change the pattern. So as you start to think about these bigger dreams and these bigger goals, you can start to notice those times where the old patterns might show up. Right? So the old pattern is like, ooh, I don't know this feeling. This is uncomfortable. And so you can start to use self-talk. It's okay. You're fine. You're just feeling joy right now. It's feeling a little bit overwhelming. We're going to stay here. So those old patterns that are destructive and maladaptive that were familiar, you're going to start to move out into these new patterns. And as you move into these new patterns, you're going to be aware of your self-talk. You're going to be patient. You're going to have grace and self-compassion. You're not going to criticize yourself when you start to notice these times where you're pulling yourself out and maybe about to say no. And then you might catch yourself, ooh, I'm about to say no for this. Why am I saying no? Where is this coming from? Maybe this is really a yes, but I'm feeling scared. Or you're about to argue with your partner and then you pause and you recognize, oh, wow. Look what's about to happen here right now. I'm feeling a little bit too much here. This is feeling really, really good, and I'm not ready to experience this. How can I take care of myself in this moment? How can I slow down, take some deep breaths, reinforce to myself that it's okay, that I'm all right? Yes, this might feel a bit unsafe, but this is moving in the direction of where I want to move. Right? When you start to do these bigger dreams, these bigger goals, it can feel overwhelming and it can feel scary going back to school all of a sudden, going into a different field, whatever that may be. But also it's those times where it might be smaller things and you're trying to create a new lifestyle habit and go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week. And the old limiting beliefs might show up that say, oh, don't bother. You know what happens as soon as you try these things. After a little while, you just stop doing it. So what's the point? Or the sneaky saboteurs that might show up that might say, oh, it's okay. You're tired. You've worked hard. Just forget about going to the gym. Forget about your yoga. Forget about exercising. When in your heart, you know that this matters to you. This is a commitment you want to honor. When you honor this commitment, it gives you the space and the ability to be able to reach your potential. I was talking to a client about this the other day, and he realized that he really had to stay committed to his exercise because he noticed that when he's committed to his exercise, it has a huge impact on his sleep. And when he's getting enough sleep, he shows up as the best leader, dad, husband he can be. Because when he is getting his sleep, he's less reactive. He is more creative. He is able to be a lot less stressed. And so that's who he wants to be. So he realizes how important it is to do that exercise and the implications if he doesn't. So, you know, when I do these solo episodes, I don't want this to just be about me sharing a whole bunch of stuff, but I want this also to be an opportunity for you to take this forward and have an action item. So my action item for you, my invitation from today's conversation is for you to carve out some time to think about what are your biggest dreams and desires right now. Again, doesn't have to also be the big, huge dreams. These could be the small things as well, just in terms of commitments that honor what matters most to you and who you are and how you want to show up in the world for yourself and the people that you care about. And as you figure out and decide what is most front and center for you right now, maybe it's going to be one thing that shows up for you. Maybe it's going to be two or three things. We can't be working on everything all at once. So even if you have two or three things, I would still say of those two or three things, what's the one thing that feels most front and center for you right now? And then break that down into some smaller steps. And what action could you take now? So for example, using my TEDx example, okay, I want to do a TEDx in 2024. Okay, so what does that look like? Well, it means that I have to start researching and finding all of the different TEDx's that I could apply for. So my first step might be to put some time on my calendar to research those different TEDx's, put them on a spreadsheet. And then once I start to see where they are, what those dates are, start to actually apply. Now, of course, for me with a TEDx, I of course have to be at the point where I have a topic. I've already done that. So I know my topic. I know all of that kind of stuff. So I'm ready to apply. But for you, what is it? What are some of those, breaking it down in terms of some of those steps so that you can start to take that step forward? If you enjoyed this episode, please share with others. And I really appreciate your reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Reviews help to get the podcast in front of a wider audience. And if you're interested in learning more about my programs and services, please reach out. I'd love to have a conversation. And of course, I love hearing how you're putting all of this in action. What's landed most for you makes me so excited to hear all of this being put into action. Wherever you are in the world, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, sending tons of love. Bye-bye. Please remember that meaningful change requires space and grace. Practice self-compassion and become the ripple. As you transform yourself, you transform your workplace and the people around you.